This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Voting is in progress for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Moderate polling has been reported so far from different constituencies. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories are being covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling is also taking place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Our correspondents touring different constituencies report long queues of voters at different polling booths. Special enthusiasm is seen among youth and women voters. 695 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate is being decided today include BJP leaders and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. The Election Commission has made all arrangements for a smooth and transparent polling. Over 9,47,000 officials have been deployed across the 94,732 polling stations. Facilities like water, sheds, ramps, volunteers and wheelchairs are available at the polling stations. So far, polling for 379 parliamentary constituencies across 23 states and union territories has concluded, recording a total voter turnout of nearly 67%. Nearly 24% voter turnout was recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 11 a.m. Polling percentage in states include West Bengal nearly 33%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 28%, Jharkhand over 26%, Ladakh nearly 28%, Jammu and Kashmir, Odisha and Bihar over 21%, and Maharashtra nearly 16%. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states by holding public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is holding multiple rallies in Odisha and West Bengal today. In Odisha, Mr. Modi led a 2-kilometer-long roadshow in the holy town of Puri. He also addressed public meeting at the industrial town of Angul. Mr. Modi said people in Odisha are suffering from poverty despite the state being rich with natural resources. He alleged that Odisha's minerals and culture are not safe under the BJD rule. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will address public meetings at Jhargram and Tamluk in West Bengal. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav is scheduled to address 3 public meetings at Dumariya Ganj, Sant Kabir Nagar and Basti in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has alleged that the Congress has insulted the Indian Constitution from time to time. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Modi said he has utmost respect for B.R. Ambedkar and the members of the Constituent Assembly who formulated such a constitution which gave a chance to a tea seller to become the Prime Minister. He said for him, the Constitution is the guiding light to run the government. Mr. Modi said the eastern part of the country, like Odisha, Jharkhand, Bihar, Bengal, and eastern Uttar Pradesh will become the growth engine of the country. He said today the potential of India's Nari Shakti is ever increasing and they have the potential to completely transform an economy. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian and a group of officials accompanying them have died in a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. Quoting Iranian Red Crescent Society President, IRNA News Agency said the wreckage of the helicopter was found and there was no sign of life at the crash site. The helicopter made a hard landing yesterday afternoon after it got into difficulties in heavy fog in the north of the country. President Raisi was traveling back to Iran following a visit to Azerbaijan when his helicopter came down. He had been in office since 2021. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he's deeply saddened and shocked by the tragic demise of the president of Iran. The Prime Minister said India stands with Iran in this time of sorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.